We begin the current daf Masechta Nedarim, daf Yotes. Begin in the top line of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is recorded in Mishnah on the previous daf, that opened up by saying, Stam Nedarim Lahachmer. When you have a neder, you say something, a promise, that it's not clear if it's a halachic neder or not, because it could be interpreted as something that, let's say, being matfes bedava hanader, which would create a neder, or it could be that you're being matfes bedava ha'aser, something like the avodah zarah, things which are prohibited, but not because of a nether, which that would not create a halacha of being matfis to create a nether. So let's say if someone says something like basar maleach, salted meat, which can mean either the meat of a carbon, which would be a nether, or like the meat of avodah zarah, which would not be a nether. So the Mishnah said that if it's not clear, then we're going to go stringently. And that the Gemara asked, but we have a Mishnah Masechtas Taharos that seems to contradict this, because there the Mishnah says, safek naziris lahakel. A person becomes a nazir by taking a nether on himself, and that creates him to be a nazir. And yet, still we say over there, when it's a doubtful statement that was said, you're going to go leniently. So is it stringently or is it lenient? So Reb Zeir had answered, he says, it's not a difficulty, it's actually machlekes. As he quoted from the Braisa, that regarding halacha of koi, which is a doubtful if it's a wild animal, a chai, or if it's a domesticated animal, a behemah. So if someone is makdish, either his chayis or his behemis, so the Rabbanan say that he has also been makdish his koi, because a person would be mile himself in a situation of suffocate. He would put himself in a situation of doubt. And since he said chaya, and maybe the koi is a chaya, or behema, so then you're going to include that in what you were makdish. Whereas Rabbi Laza says that no. Laza says that you have not included your koi, because a person does not include himself into a situation of doubt. So that the Gemara says, so that parallels the machlekes between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Masechtas Taharos. Our Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan, who they say a person would include himself in a situation of doubt, like by Kai. Same thing over here, when the person is making a nether, he wants that to encompass even doubtful statements. Whereas the Mishnah Masechtas Taharos is going like Rabbi Elazar, who holds that a person does not put himself into situations of doubt. And if he's being makdish as chayas, it does not include Kai, because that's only a doubtful chayah. So the Mishnah Masechtas Taharos says, for sure, regarding a person's body, if he doesn't enter even his money into situations of doubt, for sure it's not going to include himself. So when he says a statement that's doubtful, if it's a neder or not, so then it's going to be lahakel, because the person does not put himself in this situation of doubt. And that's why our Gemara continues, and Amali Abaya asks on Reb Zeir. He says, "B'mayu kimta l'savg naziris lahakel? How did you interpret in the resolution of this machlekes of our Mishnah and the Mishnah Masechtas Taharos, that although our Mishnah says that stam dorm is lahachmer, that Mishnah says stam a situation of doubt regarding a ned of naziris that would go leniently the interpretation, you say that's kribli yazer, doesn't argue on our Mishnah. In other words, it's not a contradiction, it's a machlekes. And that because Rebbe Elazar, as we brought from that price, holds that person would not put himself into situations of doubt, so therefore we're going to interpret leniently. On that, Abaya asks, Ema Sefer, but look at the end of that Mishnah Masechtas Taharos. It says over there, Safik Bechayrus, if there's a doubt regarding the halachas of the firstborn. For example, if let's say a male was born and a female was born, and it's not clear which one had their head come out first from the womb, so it's doubtful because the halacha of Bechayrus, firstborn, only applies to a male, not a female. So that applies, this halacha that we're going to say now, the doubtful halacha of Bechayrus, firstborn, applies whether to Echad Bechayrus Adam, which is regarding the firstborns of a male, meaning of man, which is that you have to go ahead and do pidyon haben, redeem it five slum from the kain, or the echad b'chayr behemah. This halacha applies also that we're going to say regarding the doubt of b'chayrus, regarding the firstborns of animals, which is bein tzimeya, bein tayr, whether it's an impure animal, meaning non-kosher, meaning a donkey, which halacha known as petach hamer, or whether a kosher animal, which is a cow, a sheep, and a goat, where there one has to give that firstborn animal to the kain. Now, regarding all these areas of halacha b'chayr, since there's a doubt, the halacha is hamoitzi mechaver olav araya. Whenever you have a doubt in monetary law, the halacha is that the one who wants to take it away from the one who's muchzik in it has to bring the proof. So the kain would have to prove that that's the firstborn, because it's mine until you can prove otherwise. So therefore, whoever it is that wants to take it away from the other one has to prove that it is a b'chayr or that it's not a b'chayr. That's because halacha of mamon. Now, b'tanya Allah, however, we learned on this in a braisa explaining this Mishnah, however, that va'asurim begiza va'avoida, that although it's regarding monetary law, the Yisrael could hold on to it, doesn't have to redeem his son. And regarding the animals, he could keep it, but the animals, out of doubt, are forbidden to shear the wool, and to work it because it might be a Bechair. So although regarding monetary law, a Suffolk would let you keep it because since it's doubtful, the one who is made to the coin has to bring a proof. But regarding prohibitory law, it might be an Isser, the rights of Bechair, to do Avodah with it, which is a thing of Hekdesh. So you're not allowed to do Avodah with it. Now, so as the Ran explains, Abaye's question on Mzeria is as follows. If you wouldn't say that the Tana of that Mishnah Mesechtes Torah is Reb Elazar, then there wouldn't be any contradiction between the Reisha of that Mishnah and the Seifa. Why? Because although the Reisha of that Mishnah is clearly saying that there's a Suffolk in the Zeris, we're going to go leniently, because that's what we said, that's what we opened up in the previous daf, Suffolk in the Zeris is Lahakal. The reason being is because when it comes to regards a person's body, which is what happens when he becomes a Nazir, then you're right, he's not going to put himself in the situation of doubt. Whereas the end of that Mishnah, which is what Abai is quoting now, which talks about a doubt regarding the halachas of Bechir, since that's regarding monetary law, whether to have to redeem the son, or with regards to having to give the firstborn animal to the Kayin, then we would differentiate and say that a person would put himself in the situation of doubt, and that's why the halacha is that it's prohibited in Giza and Avaida, because it will be included in the halachas of the firstborn. But the question is, according to your Zerum, you don't differentiate between the person's body and his money. That's how you explain that it's Rebbe Lazar, how you base it on Rebbe Lazar. Because you said that he doesn't put himself in the situation of monetary law, of Kai. That's how you said that, oh, he's the town of that Mishnah in Mesechtes Torah, the same thing applies to a person's body. So you're equating that a person will not enter himself into doubt, not only by his body, but even regarding his money, as you're saying Rebbe Lazar holds by Kai. Problem is, you can't say Rebbe Lazar is the town of that Mishnah because the end of that Mishnah says, regarding monetary law, meaning not regarding monetary law, but regarding a person's money, regarding monetary law, you'll say, but regarding the person's iser of his money, you say that he would put it into a situation of doubt that it should be aser, as we see that it's aser, begiz of avayda. And that's difficult according to you, because if it's like Rebbe Lazar, then there shouldn't even be aser, begiz of avayda. Now, Amalei, Reb Zeira responded to Abaye. Why are you equating a sanctity that comes by itself, which is what the halacha of Bechair is, which automatically when it comes out of the mother's womb, it has the sanctity of Bechair, to a sanctity that comes through man. When one becomes a Nazir, or as we had in the case of Reb Elazar, that Reb Zeir is comparing and saying that it's both, it is Reb Elazar, Mishnah Torah, and that price that we quoted by Kai when he's being Makdash as Chayas was Behemoth, that's something that the person himself did. In other words, by a sanctity that the person creates, you could say that the person would not put himself in this situation or even his money into a situation of doubt, which is what Reb Zeir is saying. He's in the Mishnah Masechtas Torah, where although that's talking about a person's body, is no different, and that's why he's saying it's Reb Elazar regarding his money too. As he said by Kai, you're not going to include it in that thing that you were Makdash. But how are you asking on me by a Kedusha that comes from heaven, which is the sanctity of Bechair, that you can't say that he didn't intend to enter into a situation of doubt? That happens by itself. So of course, that doesn't contradict the end, that although I'm saying the beginning of that Mishnah is Reb Elazar, who does not put himself in the situation of doubt, and yet we see clearly at the end of that Mishnah that a person is going to be in the situation of doubt, and they'll be forbidden a Giza V'Oida, even though it's a Suffolk Bechair, because that's something that happens by itself. From heaven. So of course, mitzad ha-safek, we don't know, you have to be machmer. But regarding the person himself, that's different. He will not, when he says a stam statement, which is a safek, he will not put himself in the situation of doubt, and therefore, it will not be considered kaddish, it will not be considered nazir. And therefore, it's not a contradiction. So the Gemara says, eli'ikasha ha'kasha, rather, if we're going to ask on Reb Zeira's interpretation, to say that the contradictory Mishnah Masechtes Torah that says Stam Naziris is Lahakal, not like our Mishnah that says Stam Dorm Lahachmer, that he wants to say that Mishnah Masechtes Torah is like Reb Elazar, we have a different question. We learn in the Brisa as follows. Safek Mashkin, if there's a doubt regarding a liquid, a beverage, for example, if let's say a Tamei person stretched his hand out between where there were liquids. Now, we don't know if he touched this liquid. So now we have a doubt regarding this liquid, litame, in other words, regarding these liquids themselves, if they became tame, the halacha is that we're going to say it's tame. In other words, we're going to go stringently and say that maybe he touched it, maybe not. And we're going to say that it's tame misafik. However, litame acherim, but regarding now these liquids, if they could go out now and transmit tame to other things, which is only a rabbinic law, regarding such a suffix, then we're going to say tahar. In other words, if we have a suffix on, let's say we have a suffix on these liquids, and we want to know, not regarding it becoming tamei, but regarding a suffix being tamei other things, which that halacha is only a rabbinic halacha, that we're going to say tahar. It's tahar divrei meir, that's the opinion of Remeir. And v'chein hoyer b'laza oimik kedvar, so to b'laza, said like Remeir. Now that the question is, umisvi lilir b'laza, litamei tamei, did b'laza really say that when you have a suffix about liquids becoming tamei, that it will become tamei? But v'tani learned the price as follows. Rebbe Laza, this is Rebbe Laza, says, ain't tumma lamashkin kol ikr. There is no biblical tumma regarding liquids at all. And teda, he says, I'll prove it to you that there's no biblical halacha that liquids could contract tumma. Shaharihei Yosi ben Ye'ezah is Tzreidah. Because Yosi ben Ye'ezah, the man of Tzreidah, said two testimonies. And the second one is what the Gemara needs. Al ayil kamtza, which is a type of a grasshopper called ayil, that dochen, it's pure, meaning that it's kosher to be eaten. Now, v'al mashkin beis mitbechaya, Rebbe Laza says, the second thing he said was regarding the liquids of the slaughtering house of the beis hamikdash, that dochen, that the liquids are tahar. Now, the reason is that since the halacha of liquids becoming tamei is only rabbinic, so then we could say by the liquids of the slaughtering house, they didn't decree that rabbinic tumma of liquids because we didn't want to increase tumma in the azara where we needed purity. Now, so that's what Rebbe Lazar proves. Obviously, tumas mashkin is not biblical. It's only rabbinic, because if it's biblical, you couldn't be lenient in regarding the liquids of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a deraisa halacha. Obviously, it's rabbinic, and they weren't stringent over there. So if that's the case, that the halacha of tumas mashkin is rabbinic, so how could it be that Rebbe Lazar, in the previous price that we quoted, is going to say, like Rebbe Meir, that Safik Mashkin L'Tamei is going to be Tamei. If it's only Rabbinic Halacha, we know that Safik D'Rabbanan, we go L'Kula, it's only Safik D'Rais L'Chama, but he doesn't hold, not only shouldn't you say that when it's to be Metamei, other things you'll be lenient, but even when it itself becoming Tamei, when the Tamei person stretches hand out, you should say it should not be Tamei, it should be Tar. Now, so the Gemara concludes, Ha'nich L'Shmul, It makes sense, and it's not difficult, this seemingly contradiction in Belazah, if you interpret like Shmuel. He interpreted this last brisa, that Dachin Melotame Acher, says that this, that Yosi ben Ye'ezah is Tzreda, said testimony that the liquids of the Beis Mitbechaya, the slaughterhouse in the Beis HaMikdash, was pure, it was only pure Melotame Acher, from transmitting to me to other things, Avot Tumas Asmin Yeshben, but actually, it did have its own tummy. It became tummy. So then Shapur, that makes sense, that obviously we're saying that because of that with this Rebbe Elazar is saying that in tumma l'mashkin kol ikar, it means to say that it doesn't have tumma to mimetama other things, but it itself does become tummy, as we find in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we couldn't be lenient, because it's a biblical halacha. So now it makes sense, the first halacha of Rebbe Elazar that we're quoting, that since the ability for themselves to become tummy, it is biblical, so that's why by the situation of doubt, Li Tame will say that's Tame. So that makes sense, the two brises, it makes sense that although he says that it's the liquids don't have Tame, that's only regarding being Tame other things, as that's what he's proving from Yosi ben Ye'ezah Tzreida. But regarding itself becoming Tame, it is biblical, and that's why in the first brise he says that the Safik Mashkin Li Tame is going to be Tame. But the question is, Rav de Amad Dachin Mamish, Rav interprets this second brise of Rebbe Elazar, who's quoting the testimony of Yosi ben Ye'ezah Ish Tzreida, that says that the liquids of the Beis Mitbechaya and the Beis HaMikdash and the Azara was pure, it means totally pure, meaning that even the liquids themselves were not tamei, which obviously that we see from there, is that even regarding themselves, the whole tamei is only rabbinic, not deraisa. So then the question is, Ma'ik Lameima, what are you going to be able to say? In other words, the first price is difficult because we should have said the suffix regarding the liquids themselves becoming tamei should have been tahar, because it's only a suffix drabanan. So obviously, the Gemara says, and this is the question on Reb Zeira, that obviously, according to the interpretation of Rav and Reb Elazar, you can't say like Reb Zeira that the Tana of the Mishnah Masechtas Torah is like Reb Elazar. And the reason being is because we find that Reb Elazar says a suffix is lahachmer, because that's what we see, that he says by suffix mashkin li tamei, it's going to be tamei. So though it's a situation of doubt, we're going to say that it's going to be usur, So obviously, the Tana in the Mishnah, Masechtas Torah, cannot be like a Belazer. Now, the Ram points out the obvious question. If so, that we're saying that we have these contradictory brises, and it's difficult to say that the suffix regarding an Isser, that we're going to say Lakula, according to Rabbi Lazar, which is what Rabbi Zeir wanted to say, when we find that Rabbi Lazar is going to say stringencies and it's going to be Lachumra even by the Rabbanans. And therefore, you can't say that he's the town of the Mishnah, that by a deraisa, that Suffolk Naziris is going to be Lahakal. But on that, the Gemara asks, and that the Ran brings up the question, that even, fine, so even if you're not going to say like Rabbi Lazar, like Rabbi Zeir, and you're going to say that the town of the Mishnah, Masechtas Torah, is not like Rabbi Lazar, but still, we haven't really taken care of the question. You still have an internal contradiction in Rabbi Lazar's opinion, because he says explicitly that Thomas Mashkin is the Rabbanan, according to the interpretation of Rav, as it says that there's no Tumah for Mashkin kol Iker. Still, in the first Brisa that we quoted, he says that the Safik regarding the Mashkin, we go Luchumr, as the Brisa they quoted, of Chein Hor Yerbalaz Olemi Kedvav Leger Meir, which was regards to saying Sabi Mashkin L'Tameh is Tameh. So how does that make sense? Because if he's saying that that the whole Tumah Mashkin is only Rabbinic, then you should go Lekula. So on that, the Ran says that the Gemara's question specifically is on Reb Zeira, is because if we would say that that's the halacha of Safek Naziris Lahakal, which is the Mishnah Masechtas Torah, is not like Reb Elazar, then actually the two brayos of Reb Elazar would not be difficult. Because you could say that this, the Reb Elazar, is machmer by Safek, is even by a derabana de galacha. So it's not a difficulty. You're right, the second brayos says that Tumas Mashkin is not derayos at all. It's only rabbinic, and yet still the first brayos says that is machmer, because he is machmer by rabbinic halacha. Now, the difficulty on Rabbi Zeira is, but now that you're saying that the Tana of the Mishnah of Safek Naziris Lahakal is Rabbi Eliezer, so although that's a Kedusha that comes through the person himself, that in other words, like the interpretation we were saying, that what he decides, he wants to enter into that, which is the whole basis of this principle that Rabbi Zeira is saying from Rabbi Eliezer, that a person's not going to be Ma'ail his Nafshe L'Sveika. But still the Gemara's question is, how could that be better, in other words, to be lenient on a deraisa de galacha than tuma derabanan, where there clearly we're proving from the two brises that Rabbi Elazar is going to say that it's going to be safek tuma l'chumra, albeit that it's a rabbinic halacha, even though it's something that comes by itself. But how could it be more stringent than the ziris, which is biblical, even though it comes by itself? That's how the Ran explains the Gemara's question. Although, seemingly, there are two different principles, where one is, would I put myself in the situation of doubt? And the other one is, it's a suffix in halacha. But still, the Gemara's question is, if we're proving, and that's the way we have to prove, to be able to resolve the contradiction of the two brises, that although Tumas Mashkin is only rabbinic, still he's going to say suffix Tuma is l'chumra, it's because obviously he holds that by rabbinic halacha, you're going to go l'chumra. But on that, the difficulty is, but if you're saying the Tana of the Mishnah Masechtas Torah, who's saying that the biblical halacha is going to be by a suffix lakula, even though yes, it's based on the svar because about a person's das, that is difficult to say that that same Tana is going to say by a rabbinic halacha, even something that comes by itself, is going to say lachumra. Now that the Ran follows that up and he says, but how could that be a question on your bzeira? Because we see explicitly that by a Kedusha that comes by the person himself, although it is biblical, we see that Rabbi Lazar, and that's why it shouldn't be difficult on Rabbi Zeir, because it is Rabbi Lazar who goes with this, that is lenient on its doubt. Albeit that we just proved from these two brises, Rabbi Lazar's machmer by rabbinic halacha. Because that's the brisa that started off where Rabbi Zeir was bringing from Rabbi Lazar, and that says that if a person was makdish either as chayis or as behemis, and Rabbi Lazar holds, he has not sanctified his kai. And if so, then even if we don't say that the Tana, the Mishnah, Masechtas Torah is Rabbi Elazar like Rabbi Zeira, there's still difficulty of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Elazar, because here we have a biblical halacha, which is of Hekdesh, that the suffix we're going to say is Lekula. And yet here we have rabbinic halacha, where the suffix would be Lechuma in Rabbi Elazar's opinion. So on that, the Ran answers that you could say, and we could have rejected it and to say it's not a contradiction if we're not going to say like Rabbi Zeira, that the reason of Rabbi Elazar that he says that the person has not sanctified his kai is because a kai has a distinct name. and that a koi is not called neither a chaya and neither a behema. And hence it wouldn't even be called a suffik. It doesn't make sense, and that's the question on Abzera, to say that a suffik deraisa, albeit because it's totally in the person's intentions, that he doesn't want to enter himself into a suffik, to say that there you'll go lakula, and by rabbinic halacha, even something that comes automatically, like tomo, nothing to do with the person's intentions about getting involved in the doubt, that you'll go lachumra. Oh, but Rabbi Elazar himself seemingly has a contradiction where from this halacha of tomo, we see that he goes by rabbanan lachumra, and by deraisa of hektish, he's going to say that the suffik is going to be lakula. That's not true, because it's not even a suffik. It's definite according to Rabbi Elazar, because we could have said that, at least, to say that the question is only Abzera, because a kai is not called chaya, it's not called behema. And that's why, if you say chaya, it's not going to be included, but not because it's a suffik deraisa that's going lakula, because if you say suffik deraban lachumra, for sure you're going to have to say suffik deraisa as lachumra. And therefore, the Gemara has refuted the interpretation of Reb Zera to say that the Tana, the Mishnah, Masechtas Torahs, who says not like our Mishnah, of Stam Nedarim Lahachma, but rather Stam Nezirus Lakal, can't be like Reb Elazar, because that Braisa clearly refutes a different halacha of Reb Elazar, where we see Reb Elazar as being machmer in a Derabanan, therefore he can't be the one who's being makel in a Deraisa. So El Rav, the Gemara says a different resolution. Ha, the Mishnah Masechtas Torahs that's going Lakula is Reb Yehuda, Vaha, and our Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon, the time like learning the Braisa, and it's a Machlaikis. And if someone says, Hareini Nazar, I'm going to be a Nazar with all its halachas, Im Yesh Bekri Hazeh Meikor. If this pile has 100 kor, which is a certain amount of measurement, and we go through it and we find it, then I'm going to be a Nazar. Vahalach Umatzu Shenignim Eshavit. But what happened is, by the time they got to that pile, they found out that it was stolen or got lost. So it's a situation of Safek Nazar. We don't know if it had the 100 kor or not. So Rabbi Yehuda Matar says the person is permitted, he does not become a Nazar. The reason is because the person didn't entertain to become a Nazar until it was clear to him that that pile had 100 kor. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda says, Safek, by this neder, is Lahakal. So that's why the Tan and the Mishnah Tyrus says Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Shimon Aitzah, he says that the person will be forbidden. So though it's a suffix, we don't know, we weren't able to count, it got lost or was stolen. So Rabbi Shimon says you're going to be a Nazir, so we see that he's the one that holds suffix Nedarim is Lahachmer. That's the resolution of the Machlekes of these two Mishnayos. Now, however, the Gemara asks, V'ramid Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. But now that you have interpreted the Mishnah Masechtas Taharis like Rabbi Yehuda in this Braisa, but there seems to be a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda's own opinion. Because Mi'am Rabbi Yehuda, did Rabbi Yehuda say, like we're interpreting now, that a person does not put himself in a situation of doubt? In other words, when there's a doubtful situation, we say that he was not including that, and therefore when we have a suffix in the Dharma Naziris, we're going to go lahakal. But vermina, we have a contradiction from Rabbi Yehuda's own opinion in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda, he says that stam truma, if a person says just the word truma, now it's not clear, did he mean truma's hagayrin, the truma that we take off from the grain, which is 1/50th, or does it mean the Trumas Halishka? And the difference between them is that Trumas Halishka is a Dabah HaNadr, which if you said that this should be like Trumas Halishka, it is going to be a Nadr. And whereas if you say that this should be like Truma of the grain, it's not going to be a Nadr, because that's a Dabah HaAsr. So if a person just said Truma, and it's not clear which word he meant. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Biyehuda Asura. In Judea, where it is a Safik, the reason being is because there they were near Yerushalayim, where that's where the Trumas Halishka was. So in their lexicon, the word truma could mean truma salishka. So there, it's a situation of doubt. So they're going to be aser, that in the suffix. Ubegalil muteres, but in the Galilee, where they were very far, there they're going to be permitted when they say that I want this to be like truma, because it obviously means truma of the gairin. Why? Sheinan shegalil, my kirin has truma salishka, because the people in the Galilee don't recognize that for them the word truma doesn't mean truma salishka, because in the regular usage, they weren't so exposed to Trumas Halishka. They live very far from Yerushalayim. Now, that the Gemara says, so the question is, it sounds like from Yehuda, time of day might hear, and the reason is because they didn't recognize it. It's not even enter the radar to say maybe that's what they meant. Now, however, as we continue on Talmud Beis, HaMakir and Asurin, but if they did recognize, where that means to say that the word Truma now could mean either one, meaning it's a situation of doubt, that it's going to be Asur, And hence we see that contradicts Rabbi Yehuda's own opinion in this braisa that we're trying to explain the Mishnah and Masechtas Torahs like him, that a suffix goes l'kula, when clearly in our Mishnah he says a suffix goes l'chumra. Now the Ram points out an obvious question, and that is, why does the Gemara ask from a diuk of the latter part of Rabbi Yehuda's statement, and he doesn't ask from what seems to be an explicit of the first part of Rabbi Yehuda's statement? Rabbi Yehuda opened up saying, Stam Truma in Yehuda is Asura. Now, why is it Asur? The word Truma can mean either Truma's Halishko or can mean Truma's Agarin. Obviously, because he holds Sveka Luchumra. Why did he need to come from the inference of the Anshe Galil? So, that the answer is because we could reject this proof and say that the reason of the Halacha of Yehuda is because the people of Yehuda were actually more accustomed in their exposure, in their environment, to Truma's Halishka more than Truma's Agarin. Because they were right next to Yerushalayim, and that's where all the Shkolim from around the whole area so would come to. And therefore, they actually did not call the plain word Truma at all to Truma's Agarim, and it always meant Truma's Halishka. Therefore, you would say when they were just Neidir in Truma, it definitely meant Truma's Halishka. And therefore, you couldn't bring a Raya from there. It's not because of Safik, it's because of Vaday. But the Dik of the Sefer is definitely a question. Because from the fact that the Heter of the people of Galil is because they're not makar, they don't recognize at all Truma's Halishka, it sounds like, but if they do recognize, and therefore their word Truma can mean either one, that then it's going to be Aser. Obviously we see that because if we go Safik L'chumra, that is a difficulty to Rabbi Yehuda's own opinion. Mentioned the Bryce that we're trying to say is like the Tanna of the Mishnah in Masechtas Torahs that says that a Safik goes L'kula. So that Amar Rava, he explains that actually Gabe Kri, by the Halacha of the Bryce, regarding the pile, if it has 100 kur. And same thing applies to the Mishnah Masechtas Tahiris that says we're going to go leniently. Those two halachas of Rabbi Yehuda that we're saying leniently are talking about Naziris. And it's specifically regarding Naziris that Rabbi Yehuda said Stam is going to be Lahakal. And therefore doesn't refute the halacha of our Mishnah of Stam Nedarim Lahakam, because Rabbi Yehuda himself in our Mishnah says Stam Nedarim Lahakam, like we just proved. But by the pile, meaning regarding the halacha of Nazir, Ksav Rabbi Yehuda held, Kol Shasveker Chamer Mevadeh, wherever the doubt is going to be more stringent than the definite halacha, then Loi Ma'al Nafshal Sveker, then the person does not put himself in the situation of doubt. Now, the reason is, De'ilu Gabi Nazir Vadeh, because in contrast to when someone is a definite Nazir, so Migalech, Umevi Karben, V'Neichel. What happens is when he finally finishes Naziris, so he cuts off all his hair, he brings a Karben, and then he eats. In other words, he can move on. Al sveikoy lematz megaleach. But regarding a doubtful naziris, he can't cut his hair. And the reason for that is because the only way you could finish up your naziris to shave off your hair is together with the process of bringing karbanas of a nazir. Now he cannot bring those karbanas because maybe he wasn't a nazir. If he wasn't a nazir, so these are not karbanas naziris. So they're regular chulin, unconsecrated animals, which are forbidden to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Azara, and therefore comes out that in a situation of doubt, so to say that he's going to be a Nazir puts him, he's not a definite Nazir, so he's going to be a doubtful Nazir. There Rabbi Yehuda says we're going to interpret that as Lakula, he's not going to be a Nazir at all, because the person would never put himself in a situation where the doubtful element of that halacha is more severe than the definite halacha. So it doesn't contradict the halacha of our Mishnah. Yes, Stam Nedarim is going to be Lahachma, like Rabbi Yehuda himself says in our Mishnah, because the doubtful neder is not more severe than the neder itself. But regarding a doubtful halacha of naziris, like it says in the Mishnah Masechtas Torahs, and how Rabbi Yehuda says in the Braisa of the pile, if it has 100 kor or not, there the doubt is more severe, because you can never then cut your hair, you can't finish with the naziris, because you can't bring karbanas, and that's why he says that you're going to interpret it as lahakal, and it's not going to be naziris. Now, on this interpretation of Rava, Amalei Rav Huna bar Yehuda l'Rava. Rav Huna bar Yehuda asks on Rav, and he says, but Amma Harini Nazir Oilamai, what do you do with a case where if somebody says, I want to be forever a Nazir? Now, the reason being is because the Braisa that says, the case that Yehuda argues with Rav Shimon, says that if a person says, if this pile has 100 kor, so Rav Yehuda says that we're going to say leniently and he's not going to be a Nazir. Now, it doesn't attribute it to what type of a Nazir is the person is taking. Sounds like even in the case where a person is saying, I want to be a Nazir forever. And still Rabbi Yehuda says, since it was a situation of doubt, it's going to be permitted. Even though there, in that case of Nazir Olam, the Suffolk is not going to be more severe than the Vaday, because the Vaday also can never cut a Zer and bring a carbon, because that's the type of Nazirus that he took. And therefore, the difficulty is, so why is the halacha of that Braisa any different than our Mishnah where Yehuda goes L'chumra? Because we said that a Suffolk, he will say L'chumra, it's only when the Suffolk is more severe, but by Nazir Olam, it's not more severe because you can't cut your hair anyway. So why over there would Yehuda say that you're not going to be a Nazir? So Amalei Sarava responded, he says, it's not true. Nazir Olam Nami Sveka Chamim Mevadeh. Actually, when you take a Nazirus, an eternal Nazirus, your doubtful Nazirus of that is actually more severe than the definite one. Because the Ilavade, whereas by a definite Nazirus, Hich Bitzare, if his hair gets too heavy, becomes overwhelming, Mekel Batar, there's halacha, that you could lighten it with a razor, you could cut it. Well, maybe Shalosh Behemoth, and you bring three Behemoths. Whereas Ve'ilu Sveiko, but in a situation of doubt, you can never do that, because you can't bring the Behemoths as Karbonis, because you might be bringing Chulin Tazar. So even in that case, the Suffolk is more severe, and that's why Behuda says you're not going to be a Nazir. But the Gemara asks another question. But Am Harini Nazir Shimshin Mai. What are you going to do with the case if someone says, I want to be what's called Nazir Shimshin? Where there the halacha is, like Shimshin, who he was a Nazir, where even if you're a Vaday Nazir, the halacha there is that you cannot lighten it, you're here at any point in time. So there is no severity of the Suffolk more than the Vaday, because even regarding to the lightening, you can't do by the Nazir Shimshin. So what is more severe by the Suffolk than Vaday to say that Rabbi Huda is going to be lenient and say that the Suffolk is not going to be, and you're going to interpret it lohakal? So Amalei Rabba responded to that question by saying, Nazir Shimshin Laitanya. You're right. The Braiser, when it was referring to this halacha of Yehuda being lenient and saying it's not a Nazir, was only a case where the Suffolk is more severe than the Vaday. But by the case of Nazir Shimshin, that was not what the Braiser was referring to. And there, the halacha actually would be different, and then he would be a Nazir. But on that, Amalei, but Rav Huna by Yehuda responded back to Rava, but Va'amar Rav Adabrahava, he said, the Tanya Nazir Shimshin, that there is a Braisa that explicitly teaches that Rabbi Huda permitted it, in other words, saying that it's not going to be a Nazir, even where a person says, Harini Nazir Shimshin, if this pile will have 100 kor, and you find that it's stolen or lost. and that's a difficulty according to you, because you said that his whole reason why he's lenient is because the Suffolk is Mohammed and Nevada, and then the Suffolk's not Mohammed and Nevada. So Amalei, so Rav responded, it says, Itanya Tanya. Okay, if there is such a Braisa, then there is such a Braisa. And I don't know how to answer that, why it shouldn't be a contradiction between the halacha that he's saying in the Braisa, that he's being lenient, and the halacha in our Mishnah, where he says by the Anshe Galil, that if they recognize the Trumas Alishka, that it's going to be Aser, where that he's obviously saying Suffolk is going to be L'chumra, and I don't know how to resolve that. I was saying that because it's by Nazirus, the Suffolk is more Chumra than the Vaday, but if you tell me that Rebbe Huda's halacha applies even by Nazirus Shemshem, where it's not, then I don't have an answer. Or another approach of the Ran is that when he said Itanya Tanya, means to say that, okay, if there's such a Braisa, there's a Braisa, but must mean that there's two Tanoim according to Rebbe Huda. But the way I'm resolving it is a different interpretation that a different Tana has in Rebbe Huda, whereas that he holds that it's only not by Nazir Shimshin, but that Braisa obviously argues. Now, however, another approach, the Gemara says, Rav Ashiyami says, no, it's not a difficulty, and you could maintain the interpretation of Rava, then Nazirus is a Hakul only because the Suffolk is Mohammed Avadai, but Hahi, that Braisa that what we just that Rav Adabahaba said, that there is such a Braisa, now Rabbi Huda is saying that even by Nazir Shimshin, we're going to go Lahakul and say it's not a Nazir. That's not Rabbi Huda's own opinion. That's Rabbi Huda Mishum Reb Tarfin. It's Rabbi Huda the name of Reb Tarfin. The Tanya Lake will learn the Braisa. And that is, this Braisa is based on a Mishnah Masechet Nazir Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, where the Mishnah there says that if two people were walking on the road and they saw someone coming towards them, so one of them said, you know what, I'm a Nazir if this is that guy. I guarantee you this is that guy. And his friend said, you know what, I'm a Nazir if he's not that guy. So Rabbi Tarfin says, although it seems undoubtedly that one of them has to be a Nazir, Tarfin says actually none of them is a Nazir. Now that Rabbi Huda explained in the name of Rabbi Tarfin, whose opinion it was that was coming to explain, and that's what the Braisa is quoting, Rabbi Huda Mishum Rabbi Tarfin Oimer, that actually ain't Echad Mehem Nazir. No, neither of them is a Nazir. Why? Although when the facts are going to come out, it's going to be clear that either he is that guy or not, is because Lafish Le Nitna Naziris El Alafla. Naziris was only able to be executed, to create a Naziris, only when it's with clarity. In other words, until it's specific, without any conditions. Because that's what the Pasuk says, Kiafli, that it'll be decisive. Where it sounds like that you're going to be explicit, and not that you could accept it based on a situation of doubt. So therefore, neither of them could be a Nazir because none of them knew definitively at that moment. And therefore, the Braisa that says, Hareini Nazir Shimshin, if this pile has 100 kor, it's not going to be a Nazir, that's like Reb Tarfon. Because Reb Tarfon holds that since it wasn't clear at the time you took the Naziris, because maybe it has 100 kor, maybe not, you don't know. That's not considered a Naziris. A Naziris has to be a definite Naziris at that moment, even though later it's going to be clear based on the condition, that doesn't work. It can't be a Suffolk when you took it. Therefore, that resolves our difficulty with Rabbi Huda, because that price is not Rabbi Huda, it's Reb Tarfon, because since Nazir Shimshin, the Suffolk is not Muhammad, then the Vada, actually Rabbi Huda would agree that then you would say Lachurma, and the person would be a Nazir. Now, that the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if you tell me that the price of Nazir Shimshin is like Reb Tarfon, so my ear yeshenigna vaysha oved. Then why do you need the element of saying that it was stolen or lost? According to Reb Tarfon, you don't need that. Even if it wasn't stolen or lost, and you come, then you find that there is 100 kor, he's still not going to be a Nazir, because when you took the Naziris, it was a situation of doubt, just like the case of the one person coming towards them. Even if you find out that he said, I'm a Nazir, if it's that guy, and it is that guy, he's not going to be a Nazir. So why does it say, Shenigdem Vayshava? If it was like Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's based on the Loch of Safik, so it makes sense, because now you don't know it was lost or stolen. But according to Reb Tarfon, why would that be the criteria of saying the halacha? And I think when it says Ella, no, that's not difficult, because that's lohidiyacha kechad Reb Shimon. The reason why we introduced the variable of nignan of Aisha Avad is not for Reb Tarfon, who again, when we have this machlikas of Yehuda and Reb Shimon, in the case of Nazir Shimshin, it's really Reb Tarfon who's arguing with Reb Shimon, in the case of when he said, if there's 100 kor in this pile, then I'm going to be Nazir or not. In that case, it's necessary to say it for the disputant of Reb Shimon, where the Afa gav the nigna vayshe aved, even though it's stolen or lost, where it's a situation of doubt, still Reb Shimon says in the halacha that you are going to be Nazir, because ksav ma'ail inish nafshel esveka. There, the kor machlekes is, does a person put himself in a situation of doubt or not? Now, although Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Reb Shimon that a person puts himself in a situation of doubt, he holds that you're not going to be Nazir, besides the case of Nazir Shimshin, because Safik is more severe than doubt than the definite, then you're not going to put yourself in a situation of doubt. Now, that was saying that actually Reb Shimon argues in Reb Tarfon not only in the halacha of Afla, that it has to be clear when you're saying it, he holds no, not only that, but even if you find out that it was what the person had said. In other words, if you can't find that, if it was stolen or lost, does it make a difference? Even though it's a situation of doubt, a person does put himself in a situation of doubt, again, even though that it's going to be something that's more severe than the, as he argues in all the other cases of Rabbi Yehuda, than the definite itself. But again, it's to tell us the chiddush of Ma'ail Inish, nafshel speka, not for the halacha of Reb Tarfon. The Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah, which we quoted this halacha just before. He says, "Stam truma b'Yehuda b'chulu." He says that when the person just says the word truma, so in Yehuda it's going to be aser. And whereas by the Galil, since they don't recognize the element of trumas halishka, it's not going to be trumas halishka, and therefore it's going to be truma, and therefore it's going to be mutter, because being matfes and truma of the grain is not a davar nader. Now that the dik is, as we mentioned this dik before, hamakirin, but it sounds like if the people of the Galil would recognize Trumas Alishka, then it would be Asurin. Alma Sveik Lachurma. Obviously, that Behuda holds that the situation of doubt, you go stringently. Now, Eimer Sefer, but look at the next case of the Mishnah. Stam Charamim, when you just say the word Cheirin. So, Behuda Mutarn, in Yehuda it's Mutter, Ubegalil Asurin, but in the Galil it's forbidden. Why? Shein Anche Galil Makirin Es Chemekam, because the people of Galil don't recognize Chemekam, they don't live near Kahan, they live very far from them. So, when they say the word Cheirin, it means only for Hektish, for Hashem. So therefore, it's a being matves b'davah hanader. Now the diak is hamakiru mutar. But it sounds like that if they recognize the cher mekahanim, so when they use the word cherim, it could mean either cher mekahanim or cher megabaya, then it would be permitted. But alma sveka lekula. So what you see from that discussion is obviously that Rabbi Huda holds that when there's a suffix in the nether, you go leniently. But the statement before by Truma, he said you go stringently. So the Ram points out, as he did in the previous discussion of Rabbi Huda's opinion, that why does the Gemara ask from the Diyuk of the Reisha, from the Diyuk of the Sefer, meaning regarding these two cases of Truma Cherem, and why doesn't it just ask from the beginning to the Reisha with the explicit statements? In the first statement, It says Stam Truman Yehuda is Asura. So obviously you see the suffix goes L'chumra, because it can mean either Trumas HaLishka or Trumas HaGayrin. And that the next case, the Seifa says Stam Charamim B'Yehuda Amritarim. Obviously it's because the suffix where in Yehuda it applies Cherim Kahan Mechem Gevaya, so you go L'Kula. So why are we making from the inferences? So that the Ran says, as he said before, because there you could be Matcha and you could say that maybe actually, let's say, you go Suffolk L'Kula, as the Seifa says. The ratio, the reason is because by Yehuda, since they were very accustomed to Trumas HaLishka, actually they didn't call Trumas HaGerin Truma at all. And therefore, that's why they went L'Chumra, not because of a Suffolk, but because it was definitely Trumas HaLishka. Or you could say the other way around. You could say actually, as the first case seems to indicate, that the whole Suffolk is L'Chumra. But at the Sefer, when it says Stam Churam and Yehuda Amritar, and the reason is because since there were many Kahanim that were in the area of Yehuda, so actually the majority of the Churam are for the Kahanim. And therefore, actually, Cherme Gevaya, they didn't call Cherme Stam. Since it was so uncommon, they would actually call it only Cherme Gevaya. But the Dika, the Reish, is definitely difficult on the Dika of the Sefer, because that clearly indicates that only if it was at least Makirin, which is that at least it's somewhat of a doubt. And still we see that that's a contradiction. The Reisha seems to say Safik L'Chumra and the Sefer says Safik L'Kula. So that on Abaya. Abaya says, actually, Sefer Reb Elazar Ber Tzadiki. That case, which seems to be just a continuation of Reb Yehuda's statements, is actually a different Tana. It's Reb Elazar Ber Tzadik. The Tana, like Linda Brisa, that's the same as the words of Zahar Mishnah, just introducing the other Tana's name. Reb Yehuda Aymer, he says, Stam Truma Ba Yehuda is Asura. That because it's a situation of doubt. And he goes, Stam Nadarm is Lahachmer. So therefore he says, Yehuda is going to be Asur. Rabbi Elazar Ber Tzadik, he says, Stam Charam and Begalil is going to be Asurin. And that is because the Mishnah is actually two different Tanoim. The Reish of Yehuda, who he holds Safik is L'Chumra. And according to him, you're right. Regarding the next halach of Stam Charam in Yehuda would also be Asur. And the Seif is actually Rabbi Elazar Ber Tzadik, who says Stam Charam and Begalil are Asur, is because they don't recognize Cherme Kahanim, but if they recognize, it would be Mutter. It's because he holds Safik goes L'Kula. And that's why when you say Stam Charam and Yehuda, where they recognized both Cherme Gevaya and Cherme Kahanim, it was Mutter. And the truth is, Stam Truma in Yehuda, according to Rabbi Elazar Ber Tzadik, would also be permitted. And this that Rabbi Yehuda picked specifically a case of Truma, and Rabbi Elazar picked Charamim, is not Bedafka that way. Because actually they could have argued both just in the case of Stam Truma, or in Stam Charamim. It's just that, so why do they say like that? It's because Rabbi Yehuda received the tradition of his halacha from Stam L'Chumra in the case of Truma, and Rabbi Elazar Ber Tzadik heard his halacha from his Rebbein of Stam L'Kula in the halacha of Charamim. Now the Ran just points out one thing, and therefore, when the Gemara originally had been seeking who is the Tana of the Mishnah Masechtas Ta'iris that says that a person will not put himself into a situation of doubt, it could have easily just said it's Rabbi Elazar Ber Tzadik, who obviously in our Mishnah says that Stam goes L'Hakel. But still, the Gemara attempted to say that it's Rabbi Yehuda, and the reason being is because he says, as we brought a brisa, that he says this halacha of lahakel specifically in the context of what the Mishnah Masechta Torah is talking, which is regards to halacha of Naziris, and that's how we answer that it's not a contradiction because our Mishnah is by Nadarm, and that Mishnah Torah is talking by Naziris, and Naziris, the suffix, is more severe than the Vaday. Now, regards to the halacha, the Ran concludes and says that the halacha is like our Stam Mishnah, that Stam Nedarim actually is Lahachmer.